Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. We already saw previously that a get has to be written with the man and the woman's names in mind. And we'll see in this Mishnah more details about this. The Mishnah begins, Kol get, any divorce bill, she'nichtav she'loi l'shumisha, that was not written for divorce of a woman. Basel, it's disqualified, it's not kosher, it's not valid. Ketzad, the Mishnah explains how. Haya, let's say the husband, Oivver Beshuk, is passing through the marketplace. Veshama kol soifri makrim, and he hears a scribe teaching to his disciples how to write a get. And he writes, and the scribe says, okay, now we're going to write Ish Ploini Megarish Is Ploinis. Reuven, for example, is divorcing Leah, Mimakoin Ploini, from this place, from the city of Yerushalayim. And happens to be that the fellow walking by, that's his name, that's his wife's name, and that's where he lives. Now he comes into the cipher, he comes to the scribe, Amar, he says, Zeshmi, this is my name, Zeshem Ishti, this is the name of my wife, and I want to get this get from you. Pasal Lagarish Bai. It is invalid to use such a get, because the Pasuk says, Vekasav Loh Sefer Krisus, you should write for her a document of severance, and it has to be written, Lashem Krisus has to be written for this particular couple. Yes, Amrikan, even more than that. Because that if someone wrote a get, Lagarish Bai Ishtoiv and Imlach. A fellow wrote a get to divorce his own wife, and then he changed his mind not to divorce her. And so he's got the get sitting around, he even paid for it. Mitzoy ben Nira, then someone else in the city came along, Vamar Lane, he says to him, my friend, Shmi Kishimcha, I have the same name as you, Vishay Mishti Kishay Mishticha, and my wife has the same name as you, as your wife, and I want to divorce my wife. Pasal Agarishpai, that get is not a valid get, because it wasn't written for the second fellow, and it has to be written for him specifically. Yes, Amikani, even more than that, says the Mishnah. If one husband has two wives that have the same name, they're both called Rachel. He writes to get to divorce the older one. He cannot use the same divorce bill to divorce the younger one, even though it has the same name and it has his name and everything is the same. Yes, or me, and even more than that. If a fellow tells a sefer, he tells a scribe, the previous fellow, the one that has two wives that have the same names, you just write a get for me, and I'll decide which one of them on a divorce. The get is not qualified. It's not a valid get because it's not written specifically for the husband and for any wife in particular. Let's see Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues on the same theme. Just a tiny introduction. Like as we said previously, every shtar, every document has two portions. The tarif. The tarif is the main part of the document. There are all the details, the date, the names of the people. If it's a monetary, type of document, the amount and the loan or whatever it may be, the sale. And then the typhus. The typhus is the other part of the get that has all the jargon, the legal jargon. So we'll see in the Mishnah what happens to each of these two. It says the Mishnah, a sefer, a scribe, that wants to write gittin, so he should have them readily available for sale, and they just have to be filled in. Says the Mishnah Tzarashi Aniach, he has to leave over blank, Mekayim Ha'ish, the name, a place for the man's name, Mekayim Ha'ish, a place for the woman's name, well, Mekayim Hazman, and a place for the time, the date. Continues the Mishnah Shtari Milva. Let's say the Sefer, the scribe, wants to have pre-filled, pre-written loan documents. Tzarashi Aniach, Mekayim Ha'malva. He has to leave over space for the lender, Mekayim Ha'loiva, the borrower, Mekoyim Amois, a place for the amount. Mekoyim Azman, and a place for the date. Similarly, Shtarei Mekach. Sales, documents of sale, deeds of sale. Tzarashi Aniach Mekoyim Alokiach. You have to leave over a place for the buyer. Mekoyim Amoicher, for the seller. Mekoyim Amois, a place for the amount of the sale. Mekoyim Asada, the geographic location of, let's say, a field. If it's a field that's being sold, Mekoyim Azman. And a place for the Zman, for the time. The reason that they let you do this and they weren't concerned that people will mix it up is because they wanted scribes to be able to make a livelihood. They wanted people to have documents easily available, so they let a fellow write, pre-write certain things as long as he leaves out key blank spots. Rabbi Huda says they're all puzzle. Every document, every type of a document, even if you leave over the area to be filled in, it's puzzle because Rabbi Huda makes a gzera, he decrees by a get, and by a get, even if you leave over the name for the man and for the woman, he still says that you're going to end up not doing that. And he even his geyser even decrees other types of documents because maybe you may make a mistake by the get. Rabbi Lazar Machshir Bekulim, Rabbi Lazar says, excuse me, every type of shtar is kasher is valid, except for divorce documents for a get, that even if the fellow left the area to fill in the name of the husband and the wife and the date, etc., etc., it's still possible. Shenemar v'kos avla. Pasuk says you have to write it for her specifically, lishma, for her name. And Rabbi Lazar is geizer. Rabbi Lazar makes a decree that if we let you even leave over some of it blank, you may come to leave over the other part of it. Fill in. If you let you fill in one half, you may come into fill in even the part that has the name, etc., etc. And that would invalidate the get, and therefore he holds it's not kosher. Wishing you in a magnificent upcoming day and a great rest of your week.